Ladies and gentlemen, I now introduce Belinda's son, Charlie Morgan, who will share some of his thoughts and introduce our readers and speakers this morning.
I'd like to welcome you here today at a time that I don't think any of us expected to be here. I think I always thought that with that Chell and Blood going on forever, and that 80 was just an early pit stop. A lot of my reaction so far has been surprise, and I don't think it's really sunk in yet. Mum was strong, independent, determined, intelligent, gregarious, adventurous, curious, caring, loving and protective. But above all, she was a woman of no fuss. With her around, it seemed that things just happened, which is somewhat confusing to most of us, because it means that now she's not here, she's left a great hole, because no more will things just happen. Being one of Belinda's three sons was in part the same, as she would not make a fuss of us, at least not to our faces, but we would hear that she did to others. I know she worried about us, but it was not overt, and again, you heard that from others. And for one, I'm glad she did it that way. But we can now make a fuss of her. And she did like a party. I think that everyone was part of Mum's family. And that's evident by all of you who are gathered here today. She welcomed all and she did not make judgments. I've heard from lots of old schoolmates, some like Chris Bell, who's flown down from the Gold Coast, who have said the same thing, that she was so welcoming and inclusive, and there was no distinction about age, whether you were 6 or 60, or let's face it, younger or somewhat older now. Through all of my friends and those wonderful endless summers at Robe, through Eddie's friends, Mum's beloved Jack's, to John's friends, I think that John's friend Marcus Clayton, who sadly can't be here today, put it really wonderfully in an email he sent yesterday. And so I'd just like to read you an excerpt. Meeting her, Belinda, at Stanley Street, and in my youth experiencing the very kind hospitality of the whole Morgan family, there and later at Robe and even at Turkey Heath, introduced me to a whole world and a way of thinking about friendship, hospitality, art, history, the land, travel, learning, maintaining an adventurous spirit, and generally just an approach to life which was so different from my experiences before. It is difficult to describe the door she really opened for me. I've tried to learn from her manner of at all times conducting oneself properly while being open-minded and embracing everyone, but I doubt I can live up to that in the way that she did. I can clearly recall her laugh sounding in my mind, and often when I wonder how one should deal with a situation, I refer to what I think Belinda would do. And I don't think any of us will ever forget that laugh. I'm glad to say that I got to spend a lot of time with Mum this year at Robe in January with Caroline and her daughter Mabel, and in the summer in England this year for her 80th birthday. And as it happened, I was here just 3 weeks ago where there was a wonderful dinner with Susan, Peter, Deborah, Michael, George, Joan, James. So I have these wonderful recent memories of Mum. And I never thought I'd be sitting here doing this now. The thing about Mum was that she was always there, and now she isn't. I'd like now to introduce Ian McLaughlin to say a few words.